A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 23, verses 13 through 22. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make that convert a child of Gehenna twice as much as yourself. Woe to you, blind guides, who say if one swears by the temple, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated. Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, if one swears by the altar, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated. You blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by the one who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by the one who is seated on it." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just a note. Preparing to preach on word.op.org, I am aware of the broad range of listeners to each preaching, but today I have found it necessary to do what I am about to do. I must ask you, my listener, for your patience and indulgence as I begin this preaching. There is a specific group to which this is addressed, the Dominican family. Thank you for your understanding. It is dangerously easy to hear today's gospel and shake our heads knowingly at the obvious hypocrisy present in the lives of the scribes, Pharisees, and priests of Jesus' day. I say dangerously easy because we can so readily dismiss Jesus' admonition as a warning to them. And therein lies the danger, as each gospel is for us, not for them, for me, for you, not for him, her, or them. This gospel is being spoken, proclaimed to us. These men Jesus speaks of are the teachers, the preachers, the leaders of their day. They are the purveyors of theology, the interpreters of the law. They have been given the faculties, so to speak, to preside over matters and practices of the faith. This authority is given to them in principle by the law and in actuality by the assent of the people. Today, however, is 2007, not first century Palestine. And we, you and I, are the teachers, the preachers, and by virtue of our public profession, the leaders in our church. By no means are we the only ones in these roles, but indeed, this is who we are. And because of this, Jesus' words are being addressed to us, not to any them. "Woe to you" is unflinchingly strong. It is an in-your-face indictment. There is no room, no chance to glance around and consider who else Jesus might be talking to. "Woe to you, blind guides! Which is greater, the gold or the sanctuary, the gift or the altar?" Ouch! What is it, Jesus? What are you trying to help us to see? What is it in our words, our practices, our teaching and preaching that riles so much passion in you? Please, show us the hypocrisy that is so clearly visible to you and not part of our own consciousness. Give us the lens you are using so that we might see with the same clarity. Jesus, do you think we desire to be duplicitous in what we are, in what our ways and words are about? Absolutely not. There is not one of us whose goal is to falsely lead or direct. Not one of us. So talk to us, Jesus. Help us understand. Talk to us. We are listening. The Greek understanding of the word hypokrisos is wrapped in the relation of an actor on the stage. The word describes one who embraces the delivery of the speech. The word implies that reality is lost, obscured, conflated in such a way that the stage becomes a, quote, sham world and the actors are the deceivers, unquote. This explanation caught me up short as a preacher. There are too many times, if I am honest, as I prepare the preaching, that I am more and more convinced of the rightness of the words, the message being shaped in the homily. More often than I want to admit, the certainty of what must be said is clearer than the mystery of the truth is deeper. As a teacher, this certitude was less seductive. Teaching had a kind of built-in check and balance dynamic. When one's eyes are truly open, the questions both verbally and facially posed by the students keep one aware of her limitations and humbly conscious of the material being but one piece of a multifaceted truth. But dare we admit that as a preacher, that dynamic is much less operative? As preacher, it is too easily true that we can embrace the delivery of the speech a bit too much as an actor on a stage. As a preacher, the place where we stand is precariously close to creating our interpretation of reality into a sham world. Is this what you are asking us to see, Jesus? Are you asking us to remove the scales from our preaching just as your grace removed the scales from Paul's eyes and consequently from Paul's preaching? We know that our Dominican tradition of preaching is wrapped in the spiral dynamic of ongoing conversion. So much so that early in the order of preachers was synonymous with order of penance. For the preacher, Jesus' proclamation of the gospel led to penitential practice, which led to the deepening reliance on grace. This reliance on grace compelled the preacher to speak the truth in such humble clarity that others heard the same call to penance and conversion. And their response to this call took the preacher deeper into his or her own conversion, where the truth of being loved compels the preacher to speak this truth again and again as the spiral continued over and over, allowing grace to flow into the world. Preaching, penance, conversion. Preaching, penance, conversion. Preaching hand in glove, as oxygen is to breathing, as the spark is to fire. Preachers, what must we do to be sure our preaching remains in the revolving spiral of grace that our Dominic named the salvation of souls? What must I do as a preacher to keep my eyes clearly focused on the conversion I am in need of admitting in myself? Preachers, how will we rely on grace more than our intellect, more than our learning, our master's degree, our doctorates, our graduate studies? How will we rely on our grace, on the grace of God, more than on our right to preach, more than on our ordination or our faculties to preach? Preachers, where is it that we can stand so that we might see the face of Jesus as he looks us in the eyes and begins with, "Woe to you"? We need to see his face as we hear these words, not the face of the Pharisee or the scribe that he must have been talking to. We need rather to see Jesus' face, for he is speaking to us. He is speaking to the teachers, the preachers, the leaders. And it is only by keeping our eyes on his face that the scales can fall from our own eyes, from our own preaching, again and again and again. And the dynamic spiral of preaching, conversion, penance can be like spark, is to the fire. Amen.